Now, let me come back to this very wonderful passage that we have here. Now, we have in verse 5, I am black but comely, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, as the tents of Kedar, as the curtains of Solomon. I'm told that the tents of Kedar were made of the skin of the black sheep or the black goats. Now, in that land today, you see many of these nomads that have black tents. Now, what he's speaking of here is we're not talking about a racial characteristic here at all. And I think we need to recognize that. The thought here is in verse 6, look not upon me because I'm black, because the sun hath looked upon me. My mother's children were angry with me. They made me the keeper of the vineyards, but mine own vineyard have I not kept. Now, I looked at that verse the other day in a little different way, and we're going to look at it now. What we have here is this matter of being sunburned. And the interesting thing is, we're told that the skin can take all of the rays of the sun, with the exception of these ultraviolet rays, and they are the ones that burn our skin today. And sometimes those rays come through the clouds and we are sunburned when we do not know it. I have a cancer condition, as many of you know, and my doctor, he warns me about this above everything else. Don't get in the sun. And even on a cloudy day, be very careful. Keep your head covered. Why? Because the skin can't take that kind of a ray. It will burn and it will cause cancer. Now, a great many people think they can come into the holy presence of God. Well, you and I can't come in the holy presence of God unless we've got a covering. And that covering is the righteousness of Christ. And again, you hear of that covering that's mentioned in the Word of God. He's covered me with His wings. That's for protection. And even it's a protection from Himself. You and I need to be clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Now, this girl, a Shulamite, servant girl, her family were tenant farmers on one of the vineyards of Solomon, and we find that she's sunburned, and that is the picture that's given to us of her here. And it's not a question of a race here at all, and I know that there's some that make a great deal of that, but that is not it at all. Though she's sunburned, she speaks of the fact that though the sun has looked upon her, that she is black but beautiful. And black is beautiful, we've heard today, and it certainly can be. But the important thing is not the pigment of the skin. The thing is the condition of the heart. And I know a great many. I was telling a group of people up in the Northwest the other day about what a wonderful group of Christians we have down in the school here at the Bible Training School. And I said, there's not a Christian group anywhere that I like to be with any more than that group. Wonderful Christians. And you know why? Their hearts are white. And I know a lot of folk that have got a white skin and the blackest heart that you've ever seen. And I don't care about being a them. Yes, I am a little segregated. I want to be with God's children. And the picture here is the fact that she's sunburned. She's been outside. And her mother's children were angry with her. And they made her the keeper of the vineyards. But she says, mine own vineyard have I not kept. And this is a picture now of the bride's portrait of herself. Although she has a natural beauty, she has nothing that would commend her because she says that she hasn't been able to take care of her own beauty, which actually means her own self. She hasn't been able to go to the beauty parlor and get a hair done up, however they do it. And she hasn't been able to get a facial, and she hasn't been able to get whatever it would take to make a woman beautiful. And that part has been left off because she's been made to work so hard. Now, man in the presence of God is not beautiful. If you think that sometimes that the reason God is interested in us is because we are such nice, sweet little children. You're wrong. We are ugly. Oh, are we ugly. And I want to tell you, we are sunburned. We are not attractive to Him at all. And yet, He sees us. And He says that He's going to make His bride beautiful. That is the very wonderful picture, you remember, that He gives. He says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church. And He gave Himself for the church. Why? Well, in order that He might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the Word, He's going to take us to the beauty parlor. And some of us need it. That He might present it to Himself a glorious church. Not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Now that's the reason that we hear this statement. Tell me, O thou whom my soul loveth, where thou feedest, where thou makest thy flock to rest at noon. For why should I be as one that turneth aside by the flocks of thy companions? Now this is this Shulamite speaking to the shepherd that she's just met. And he says now, if thou know not, O thou fairest among women. She says, I'm sunburned, and I haven't been able to go to the beauty parlor. But he says, you're beautiful. Why? Because He's redeemed us. He's paid a price for us. Go thy way forth by the footsteps of the flock, and feed thy kids beside the shepherd's tents. And he tells her now, that she's to be busy. She's not just to be like those women at court that do nothing, that stay out of the sun. The bride today, the church, should be busy out yonder, giving out the Word of God. Oh, what a picture we have here in these lovely verses that can be misconstrued by some, you see.